Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Job chapter 34 on this 19th day of November. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 20, and we are still in Elihu's head or his mouth. He's still speaking, and this is what the Word of God says. Hear my words, you wise men. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge, for the ear tries words as the palate tastes food. Let us choose for us that which is right. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous. God has taken away my right. Notwithstanding my right, I am considered a liar. My wound is incurable, though I am without disobedience. What man is like Job, who drinks scorn like water, who goes in the company with the workers of iniquity and walks with wicked men? For he has said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore, listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man he will render to him and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yes, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert justice. Who put him in charge of the earth, or who has appointed him over the whole earth? If he set his heart on himself, if he gathered to himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish altogether, and man would turn again to dust. If now you have understanding, hear this. Listen to the voice of my words. Should even one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn him who is righteous and mighty? Who says to a king, vile, or to nobles, wicked? He doesn't respect the persons of princes, nor respect the rich more than the poor, for they are all the work of his hands. In a moment they die, even at midnight. The people are shaken and pass away. The mighty are taken away without a hand. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, you created us all, and you are not a respecter of persons, whether we be poor or rich or insignificant or significant or famous or infamous. Lord, you love us all the same because we bear your image. We have the image of God in all of us. In light of that, Lord, help us to look at our fellow man and fellow woman with those kind of compassionate eyes, knowing that you have created every human being on this earth, and therefore we must love those who are made in your image. And Lord, what happens is when we dehumanize someone in our mind, or we make them less than, or particularly when they're behind a screen and it's easy to denigrate someone from the convenience and comfort of our own computer screen or our smartphone screen, then we are in disobedience by doing that, because every person behind the pixel matters to you. And I'm so grateful for that. Lord, thank you that none of us is righteous. I mean, I don't thank you for that, actually. I wish that I were. But thank you that there's a solution for that, that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. The wages of sin is death, and you took that death upon yourself. You paid the wages of our sin. You ushered in a new way for us to be in relationship with you. We are no longer orphans. We are children of the Most High. And that was one of the things that I really learned when I came to you when I was 15 years old and I first met you, Jesus. I didn't come to you in the weight of sin. I didn't feel the heaviness of my sin, although that would come later. I felt this desperate need to be part of a family, this desperate need to have a daddy who would never leave me. I remember praying under that evergreen tree and just saying, would you be the dad who will never leave me? Having lost one father to death and two others to divorce and just the pain of all of that, I desperately needed to know I was adopted into your family. Help us not to take that for granted, Lord. Help us to rest in that beautiful adoption that you've done and what that means. I'm so grateful for that, Lord. Thank you for just looking down from heaven and seeing the brokenness of humanity, and seeing me in particular, and seeing the person who's listening to this today, my friend, and looking at them and saying, I'm going to shame the wise through the week, and I am going to display my power through their neediness. And Lord, so we're so grateful that you do that. We're so thankful that you love us that much. I praise you and thank you for another day of life. What a privilege it is to breathe and live. Help us to be attentive to your promptings. Help us to pray for people in the moment. Help us to be friendly when we're in the checkout line. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a little review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, wherever you're listening to this podcast. It just helps it get into the hands of more folks and it blesses the podcast. So thanks so much for doing that. I appreciate you.